This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 84 for Thursday, September 30th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE Canola futures finished lower on Thursday after one of the highest trading volumes seen recently. The November canola contract eases back 70 cents at $893.50 per ton. The January contract loses $3 at $880 per ton. Support comes from gains in Chicago soy oil and in Malaysian palm oil. There are losses in European rapeseed, as well as Chicago soybeans and soy meal. Saskatchewan reports that its harvest of major crops is 95% complete, with canola at 92% done. Cereals and pulses are largely finished. The Canadian dollar is stronger, with the loonie at 78.9 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 78.49. In the small grain summary from the United States Department of Agriculture, total spring wheat production for 2021-22 is down 43.7% from a year ago at 9.01 million tons. However, winter wheat production climbs 9% at 34.76 million tons. And in the USDA's quarterly grain stocks report, corn for this year is at 31.41 million tons, down 35.6% from a year ago. Total wheat comes in at 48.44 million tons for a 17.5% decline from this time last year. And soybean stocks are 6.92 million tons, tumbling 51.2% from 2020. The USDA also reports weekly export sales of soybeans total almost 1.1 million tons for the week ending September 23rd. Total soy meal export sales are nearly 230,000 tons, along with more than 28,000 tons of soy oil. Corn export sales exceed 379,000 tons, and wheat comes in at around 290,000 tons. Running off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Thursday. The November contract falls 28 cents at $12.56 per bushel. After a volatile session, December soy oil gains almost 9/10 of a cent at 58.69 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal drops $12.50 at $3.2870 per short ton. Corn futures are slightly lower on Thursday. The December contract loses 2 cents at $5.37 per bushel. Chicago oats are slightly lower as well, with the December contract slipping 2 cents at $5.82. Wheat futures are stronger on Thursday. Chicago December rises 15 cents at $7.25.5. Kansas City December jumps 20 cents at $7.32. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December gains 8.5 cents at 9.12. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday, September 30th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.